Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying biblical marks, becoming a healthy church, based on the book Nine Marks of a Healthy Church by Mark Dever. In this session, we'll be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, biblical conversion. We all know people that we think need to change, and yet any appearance of change by them is often met with suspicion. Is real change even possible? Is change needed? Well, just consider for a moment John chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds shall be exposed. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, and you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin. Last time we read Romans chapter 3, verses 9 through 20, which settles very clearly any claim that we may have of being righteous in ourselves. There are two truths we must know. We are in desperate need of God's grace, and God owes his grace to no one. Justice for sin, though, is owed to all. Psalm 51 and verse 4, against you, David says, you alone, speaking to God, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. And yes, change is most certainly needed. But is change possible? The Bible says not only is change needed, but it is also possible. From John chapter 3 to Acts chapter 9 to Ephesians chapter 2 to 1 Peter chapter 1. This is the news. New life and a fresh start. What change is needed? Repentance from sin. The very meaning of the word repent is turn. Turn from our sins to the living God. We must no longer be the final judge of our life. God alone is to be the ruler of our life. Our past sins need to be forgiven. Our present lives need to be reoriented. And our future destiny needs to be changed from the hell of God's righteous judgment to the heaven of God's gracious forgiveness. We need conversion from worshiping ourselves to worshiping God. Conversion, salvation, born again. From being guilty in ourselves before God to being forgiven in Christ. This is the change we need. It is possible to be an active member of a local church and yet not be a member of the family of God. What will the change involve? Well, simple mental acceptance? Just more resolve, my own righteousness? Well, no. Isaiah 64 and verse 6 says, but we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Is it merely relying on Jesus? Well, yes, it is. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The eternal Son of God became a man. He lived a sinless life. He died on the cross for my sin in my place. He resurrected, and he now dwells in me by the Holy Spirit's presence. Listen, repent of sins and put your trust in Christ. How does this change, this conversion happen? And we do nothing? No. We must exercise our will and turn away from our sins to God. So do we do everything? No. We have the Spirit's pressure to respond to the gospel. God works this saving faith in our heart. Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19. Then I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within them, and take the stony heart out of their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. John chapter 6, verse 44. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will lift him, raise him up on the last day. John chapter 3 refers to born again in Nicodemus' search. Joel chapter 2, verse 32 reads that, and it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Who calls on the name of the Lord? Is it those whom the Lord draws to Jesus? Well, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, down to verse 24. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. How does this saving faith occur? Well, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Remember the promised truth of Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Ephesians chapter 2 clearly declares us spiritually dead. Ezekiel 37 clearly displays resurrection to life. Cornelius in chapter 10, it was spirit orchestrated. And the case of Lydia in Acts chapter 16 and verse 14. Now a certain woman named Lydia heard us. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira who worshipped God. The Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation or payment for our sins. Listen, have you been changed, converted by faith in Jesus Christ alone, not by works, as the response to the good news based on biblical theology by biblical preaching? You think about all that, and you have a great day.